Meanwhile, the International Committee of the Red Cross held a kite-flying competition yesterday for wheelchair-bound patients at its rehabilitation center in the Afghan capital of Kabul. The Red Cross's limb-fitting and rehabilitation program helps over 30,000 Afghans every year, and many of the participants in the kite-flying competition have lost limbs as a consequence of the conflict in the country. I spoke with Red Cross representative Bishan Farnoudi about the competition, and he explained why the Red Cross chose kite flying to promote its work.
First of all, kites are extremely popular in Afghanistan. Everyone knows how to do them. Even wheelchair users are extremely enthusiastic about flying kites. And of course, kites are very emblematic for the country, following the famous book which came out and the movie which came out, entitled The Kite Runner. We thought it would be an event which would be representing Afghanistan on one side, and it would also show that people with disabilities are able to do things that you'd be surprised to see them doing if you were here standing with me now seeing all these kites in the air.
What has been the reaction to all these kites flying over Kabul? Does this raise awareness for what the Red Cross is doing?
That's right. I mean, we are here at the Red Cross Orthopedic Center, and all the kites in the air, the way it works, you really have to picture a bunch of wheelchair users. I mean, there's about 6 or 7 wheelchair users per group. They're competing against one another, and the way they're competing against one another is they're trying to cut each other's ropes, and the last one who manages to have his kite up in the air is the winner of that competition. The broader message we would have would be to say that there's a lot of victims that are suffering as a result of the armed conflict. Many are suffering as a direct consequence of the armed conflict, whether it's airstrikes, suicide attacks, roadside bombs, you name it. But far more people are actually suffering from indirect consequences of the war. Just imagine a family who can't get to the hospital on time because fighting is blocking the way or such issues. So most of the victims are really, I would say, indirect victims, yet those are the people who receive the least amount of attention.